San Francisco's Central Market neighborhood is the focus of a lot of attention these days. The long rundown area has become a canvas of urban planning. Local art and mural projects fill the sidewalks. And big businesses, like Twitter, have decided to locate there because of generous civic tax breaks. The idea is to return the stretch of Market Street to the activity it once enjoyed as a hub for big screen entertainment. In its heyday, Central Market boasted 7 theaters within 2 blocks. Today, you can find these historic theaters in 1 of 3 states. They're abandoned, they're in the sex business, or, like the Warfield Theater, they're still welcoming sold-out audiences. The Warfield is an iconic centerpiece of mid-market, and at nearly 90 years old, it's got some stories to tell. As part of a San Francisco Arts Commission series called The Sights and Sounds of Central Market, producer Stephanie Fu went to the Warfield and brought back this profile.
Right now, I'm doing what many aspiring rock stars only dream of, standing on stage at the Warfield Theater. House manager Larry Sykes is giving me a grand behind-the-scenes tour.
And I would put the sound in this theater up with pretty much any theater of its size in the world.
Stand on that stage and speak, and if you can project, the people at the top of the balcony can hear you.
Can I try?
Sure.
Hello! I am projecting my voice!
And it's beautiful in here. Idyllic paintings of matadors on the ceilings, intricate gold molding, sweeping arches. But this venue doesn't seem like it was exactly designed to house Nirvana. David Addington, the current owner of the Warfield building, tells me about the Warfield's history from his penthouse suite above the theater. We're drinking champagne on his couch, and underneath us, I can hear the band sound checking.
It's coming up on 90 years since we opened May 13th, 1922.
He tells me that the Warfield was built by the same architect who built the Golden Gate Theater around the corner.
To have two really ornate, beautiful movie palaces being built right next to each other was indicative of the Roaring Twenties and made this area, Six and Market, the center of the entertainment business for the city of San Francisco.
There were movie palaces everywhere. The Fox and the Orpheum gleamed at night.
It was the golden age of the movies. A movie in that era meant much more than it does today. Dancing girls and a comedian act, and there was a newsreel and a cartoon and a feature and maybe a second.
What was sort of the fall of that?
Television.
People stopped going out to the movies as often. The Fox was torn down in 1963. Market Street was just a big construction site, as it was torn up to construct BART in 1964. And in 1967, all the marquees and neon lights were shut off. And so the theater started introducing other attractions to bring in patrons, like gambling and X-rated movies.
The theaters became more seedy and began to show things that were certainly not as family-oriented, so a little more risque. The Crazy Horse is a great example. The predecessor to CNN, Crazy Horse. They played newsreels 24/7.
Now, the Crazy Horse is a strip club. The Warfield suffered, but it never got to that point.
2,567, I think, is our posted occupancy. You don't want to go to a porno theater with 2,000 people.
In the late 70s, the Warfield was taken over by Bill Graham, who transformed the stage into a live music venue.
Bill Graham was a huge supporter of the Grateful Dead.
The Dead played here more times than any other individual venue.
I think it's really cool that we still have Jerry Garcia's dressing room in the basement. Jerry's last carton of cigarettes still behind his desk.
My love is bigger than a Cadillac.
And that legacy has since encouraged generations of bands to play here at the Warfield. And just when I think that I know everything about this theater's debaucherous rock and rolling history.
And this is Al Capone's old office.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he had the speakeasy in the basement.
Wait, what? Al Capone ran alcohol from under the Warfield? I find out a little more from the guys in the theater.
There used to be tunnels for all the theaters around here. They were all interconnected underground. When the liquor revenuers would come in, everybody would grab their alcohol and run across the street underground and hide from the liquor revenuers.
Well, of course, I have to see this. Larry takes me deep underground. It's a cement room with a wooden floor, not hiding much but extra amps now. But on the walls is evidence from years past. Golden Art Deco swirls cover the ceiling and genies are painted on the walls. There's even a little alcove that's designed like a harem.
The sailor soaring off in a magic carpet with a woman in a hijab.
This place is really creepy.
Why are there bullet holes here?
It never made much sense to me, but...
Okay.
Our coat check area. And then go this way. So then you're right back up into our normal area.
Wow. It's really the underground of San Francisco.
Yeah.
But the ghosts that are buried in the tunnels under our feet may not be gone forever. David wants to restore the old 30s glamour of the theater district.
I mean, we've got the people. They're going to be here tonight. They're sold out shows. But today it just doesn't look like it because it feels abandoned.
It needs to be glamorous.
It needs to be something that you're going to call your friends and say, oh my gosh, you got to come see all this stuff going on. It's as cool as it can be.
You can find the Warfield Theater at 982 Market Street.